With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a deal easing sanctions on Taiwanese imports in exchange for that country investing some $250 billion in U.S. chip manufacturing. Bob Agnew reports.
It's the latest example of how President Trump's tariffs can work in favor of U.S. workers. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, TSMC, announced plans this week to increase capital spending by nearly 40% this year. Some of that is going to speed up construction of new plants in Arizona. Bob Agnew reporting.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's a tragedy that Renee Good was shot by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis. However, she condemns using this incident to incite anger against law enforcement.
They are making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota says elected Democrats in his state have a poor track record when it comes to rooting out fraud.
The fraud is staggering under Tim Walz, our governor, and our attorney general, Ellison, for the last 7 years. I mean, we started with the $250 million Feeding Our Future pandemic fraud case, largest pandemic fraud case in the country.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said she gave her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump during a White House visit on Thursday, calling it a gesture honoring his commitment with our freedom. This is SRN News. A Christian financial expert issues a warning.
And it's not about the economy or debt or investments. No, Dave Ramsey is very concerned about gambling. The longtime Christian radio host and author said on a recent show that sports wagering is, quote, the most addictive thing I've ever seen. The number of people calling our financial counselors and telling them that their entire lives have been destroyed by gambling is unbelievable. It's the fastest growing addiction in America. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in a grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients in Corpus Christi Metro Ministries. It provides over 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as no-cost medical services and transitional housing. The foundation has been boosting ministry since it started in 1938. This is SRN News. A cold air Arctic is coming through the Sunshine State. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Florida shivered through the coldest weather that parts of the state has experienced in more than 3 years. Temperatures at Tallahassee International Airport were as low as 19 degrees. Temperatures on Saturday are expected to warm up to more Sunshine State-like weather before dipping again at the start of the week in the theme park hub of Orlando, where the thermometer fell to right at freezing overnight. Water parks such as Typhoon Lagoon at Walt Disney World are closed due to the cold. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than two dozen times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the VA health system. He'll face up to more than a year in prison. More details at srnnews.com.